So I should, it's my honor and privilege to introduce Srila Bhakti Bhavan Janardhan Maharaj to you all. Of course, he's a famous devotee. Many of you may already know who he is, but just to give some history, some context, sometimes in shorthand, I like to say, I said to one dear disciple of Srila Gurudev once, lady, I said, Srila Janardhan Maharaj took sannyas before you were born. So that's one way to start. He was dear disciple, Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. And he took sannyas before you were born. What to speak of joy into Krishna consciousness. And by that, we mean in the 72, 71?
72, I took sannyas.
And where? At the Radha Damodar, and where we see Rupa Goswami's Samadhi on one side, Bhajan Kutir on the other side, that's where Sripad Janardhan Maharaj took sannyas. And that holy place, Prabhupada gave him sannyas. It's inconceivable to us now, but it's a fact. It's not just a story or a legend. And Prabhupada saw in him, how shall we say, the capacity to operate independently within Krishna consciousness.
That's one way of phrasing it.
The reason I can say that now in retrospect is because that's in the beginning, but even when Srila Prabhupada was leaving, he actually appointed Srila Janardhan Maharaj, who was Pantra Devita Maharaj at the time, as a lifelong GBC. To govern the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. So sometimes when old friends would ask me, like, who's your GBC? I would say, you know, Pancha Devita Maharaj, Janardhan Maharaj, he's our GBC. Prabhupada, it was a lifetime appointment. He didn't say it could be undone in any way. According to Prabhupada, it was a lifetime appointment, so he's also our GBC, which doesn't mean anything to many, but to some it does. It may bring a smile to their faces. But the point is, I mean, that's on the lighter side, but why did Prabhupada choose him? Because he had faith in his representation of Krishna consciousness and his representation of his wishes, his will. Thinking, when I'm not here, it has to be entrusted to those men who have share my vision and understand my heart and what I would want. So a lifelong appointment is quite a certificate. So Srila Prabhupada had great faith in Srila Janardhan Maharaj's ability to guide Krishna consciousness movement, and as he's continuing to do now. And when I first went to India and December of 1973, but shortly thereafter, I had the opportunity. Up to that point, he was like a legend to me. We had heard of his preaching with the Chutananda Swami, his preaching with Akoyananda Maharaj, who later became Bhakti Anand Sagar Maharaj. It was sort of these two-man preaching teams were legendary among the Indian devotees. And it was something, as a brahmachari, that I aspired to. We thought, that's, you know, you have your danda and your bag with your Bhagavatam book in it, and your, maybe Sagarman had a kamandalu. and you know, you go around preaching. We were thinking, what better life could you have than that? You know, but I was told by Srila Tamal Krishna Goswami when I arrived that my anticipated service had been amended. Instead of like BBT Bombay, he said to me, how would you like to preach to the ministers of the West Bengal government? Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking like, wow, like Rupa Goswami, Sanatan, wow. Yeah. He knew how to capture your imagination. He didn't say to me, how would you like to go collect in Calcutta? That wouldn't have the same ring. But it was like, how would you like to preach to the ministers of the West Bengal government? I've got that much faith in you. I'm ready for that program. But part of that big Maya, first international Mayapur festival, the first one where devotees came from all over the world, was the first 747 to ever land at the Dum Dum airport, which has since been renamed the Netaji Subhas Chandra Bose International. But at that time, there was some seva that Tamal Krishna Goswami needed. And it was a delicate matter to get all the devotees' passports, their tickets, make their onward booking, and...
As a side note,
yeah.
two planes, as far as I remember, one landed from the East Coast, one landed from the West
uh-huh.
Coast. 305 devotees altogether. Within a few months, five left. Five were left.
Five were left. So to tell those devotees, I need your passport and your ticket. Trust me. I'm going to take your only hope out of here. You have to give that to me. And trust that I'm going to book you from Calcutta to Delhi and onward like that. So Tamal Krishnamurti, as he would say, like, there are only two people I trust with this seva. Myself and you. And I'm super busy right now.
I'm too busy, yeah.
And so he said to me, but I know you can do this. He said, but you're less experienced in India. And he said, so I want one senior man to like chaperone you. And that will be now our Janardhan Maharaj. Before that, I'd say he was legendary to me. Then I met him a few times on the Calcutta veranda with Achyutananda Maharaj, Gargamuni Maharaj. But then we got to know each other over the course of that seva. It was pretty extreme and intense. And then I thought, oh, Tamal Krishna Maharaj is my well-wisher. He's given such a good guardian. Someone, I felt very comfortable. Like, what I don't know, he knows everything about India, how to operate here, what to do, what not to do.
What were we doing?
I don't want to go into all the details. But I had a suitcase with all these passports and tickets in it. And we had to book their ongoing itineraries. That much I'll say. And then over the years, wherever I was posted, sometimes I would meet with Srila Janardhan Maharaj. And whenever there were some difficulties, at that time he was someone who counsel was wise, someone you could take shelter of, get some backing, support from. And as time went on, and we took complete shelter of the lotus feet of Srila Guru Maharaj, after some time, Srila Janardhan Maharaj, he also came. He was known as Pancha Devita Maharaj at that time. And he came to take complete shelter at the lotus feet of Srila Guru Maharaj. And
which I'd like to interject.
Yes.
That if it wasn't for Goswami mm-hmm. Maharaj, nobody would have really known about Guru Maharaj. Was he mm-hmm. who disseminated Guru Maharaj's tapes, prepared transcripts, and that was really instrumental to bringing some understanding of Guru Maharaj to the Western country. So kind of fast forward. I mean, I was active with Srila Prabhupada, but because of you, I came to know something of Srila Sridhar Maharaj.
Hare Krishna. Yes, it was an amazing thing that by publishing these books, Search for Sri Krishna, Reality the Beautiful, Sri Guru and His Grace, Golden Volcano, Loving Search, Subjective Evolution, but particularly say Sri Guru and His Grace, devotees would read this book, and having never met Guru Maharaj, they would undergo some sort of like a conversion experience. It was, the spiritual substance was so overwhelming. Having never met, he had met in his case, but in many cases, they'd never met or seen Guru Maharaj. He was there at the opening of the ISKCON Chandradwaya Mandir when Guru Maharaj and Gurudev came, and some other times. But in general, people would read Sri Guru and His Grace, long-time devotees, and undergo a conversion experience, and then want to sort of like madly, the way the devotees would madly run to Mahaprabhu, they're madly running to Navadvip and Chaitanya Saraswat Mat. So, in Maharaj's divine madness, he could not go on without, you know, just keeping Guru Maharaj in his heart. It had to be ready to go public with that and accept the consequences of that, which means leaving everything. So many, he was already a guru and it was kind of leaving all your disciples, everything behind, and everything, materially, whatever, and just accepting shelter at the lotus feet of Guru Maharaj, which we see as like, you know, Jnana Shunya Bhakti, a no-brainer. I mean, that the lotus feet of Guru Maharaj, what on the other side can equal that? So we understand that. I once said to one of our godbrothers too that, he said, you know, following Guru Maharaj's paramore example, when you've been conceived from another, I'll try and put this as delicately as possible, when the result of interaction is that you've conceived along those lines, I said, in time, the evidence of that conception will manifest, and someone will either choose to abort or accept the social consequences of bearing the child of that conception. So in time it comes, and I remember with Guru Maharaj and Gurudev, and they're asking some things about Maharaj, and I'm trying my best to represent his divine personality to them, and Guru Maharaj did accept him, and at that time he gave him the sannyas mantram from his own lips, which is very special, unique, and potent, as given by Srila Guru Maharaj, the sannyas mantram, and he gave him the sannyas name and title of Bhakti Pavan Janardhan. And Maharaj can say something about that later. But as Guru Maharaj, when he extracts the meaning from these names, they end up in Radha Dasyam, in the service of the holy lotus feet of Srimati Radharani. But then when Guru Maharaj left the world, Srila Janardhan Maharaj became ever more intimate and close with Srila Bhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj, who we must acknowledge on occasion would say that Janardhan Maharaj is my best friend. And we have no objection to that. And we think he's our best friend also. That's one meaning of Pavan. And Pavan Janardhan. And so Maharaj became so intimate with Srila Govinda Maharaj and favorite to him that when he told before his passing that he will be a charja, he actually said with regard to Janardhan Maharaj, he said, he already is a charja. He's already had that position, but he deferred to me for some time and now again he will take that position. But he said he was already in that position. And he appreciated Maharaj's deference to him for all of those years, which was not something formal, but from his heart. And so I can only say with I witnessed with so much joy Gurudev whenever Janardhan Maharaj would come and the taking of prasadam. There's a saying about Krishna, Bhava Grahi Janardana, that Krishna, he accepts the love and affection of his devotees. But with regard to Janardhan Maharaj, I say Shukta Grahi Janardhan Maharaj. One of his favorite preparations is Shukta. And sometimes when I would be with Gurudev on the veranda, and when you're not there, and we'd be having some nice shukta and other things, Gurudev, he said, if Janardhan Maharaj could see what we're eating, he would kill us. But that shows how much love and effect that Gurudev can say. He means that in the most humorous and heart-melting way, that when he sees that, he's thinking of Janardhan Maharaj. That means how deeply penetrated he is in the heart of Srila Gurudev. So, and many ways, his assisting Srila Gurudev over the years, and still now, whenever there's some necessity for service to the mission, Janardhan Maharaj is ruled by obligation and responsibility to Guru. Like we said, Vyavasayatmika Buddhi AK Kuran. What is pleasing to Guru? What is my obligation in service to the lotus feet of Sri Guru? So whenever some circumstance arises, and sometimes a great personal inconvenience, whereas his health is always not so good, we know India is a difficult place, still, great personal inconvenience, risk to his health, whatever. When there's some necessity, then he will, he by affection's force and the sense of duty to the lotus feet of Srila Gurudev, Srila Guru Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada, then he will be there to offer his support and guidance. So we're very fortunate that Maharaj is just coming from China. He's just preaching there. He also preaches in Mexico. He speaks fluent Spanish. And has published Guru Maharaj's books in the Spanish language. And we know, you know, from hearing from Pitambar Prabhu over the last few days, some of the glories of Maharaj and is preaching in that part of the world. But he's the Acharya in the United States, and particularly at our SoCal ashram in California, the beautiful coast, Santa Cruz in the Bay Area. Gurudev made him Acharya in America, and that's where his Acharya seat is in SoCal, California. And where it's, and ironically, it's, I think it's one of the largest concentration of Prabhupada disciples in the world too. Because when you think of how many, and I call this group the trifecta, which is a term that you're familiar with, because it means, it's a concocted word, but it means three times perfect. Right? That means, and what I mean by saying that, because we have the picture we used to call Holy Trinity, where you see Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj and the Vyasasana in Mayapur, and Srila Gurudev on the side at the mic singing and praising Kam Prati Katai Tami Se Slok. And I like that too. But this trifecta I like as well, because
you pick the horse in the first race, the second race, and the third race.
Or three in one.
Okay.
Yeah. It means you have to, right, but like that. You have to pick the winner three times perfect. So there's a small group who, they're disciples of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. They're disciples of Om Vishnu Pada Srila Bhakti Rakak Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj, and consider themselves disciples of Om Vishnu Pada Srila Bhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj. This group is just, they're special, they're unique, they're my God brothers and God sisters. And as much as I'm in awe of how can you have that type of good fortune in one lifetime, I'm also the beneficiary of that. And then by extension, we could say we sort of expect, more is expected from that group also. You can't just say, oh, what good fortune we have. Then people expect you. Then tell me, give me something substantial about Prabhupada, Srila Sridhar Maharaj, Srila Gurudev, Srila Govinda Maharaj. Hare Krishna. So with that introduction, it's my privilege and honor to introduce Om Vishnupad Srila Bhakti Pavan Janardhan Maharaj to you all. And Maharaj would be so kind to address the devotees.
I wanted to start out by mentioning something that just kind of happened as I was leaving China.
Uh-huh.
Now, first of all, one of the initial books to bring people to Srila Guru Maharaj's lotus feet, I believe this first book that you prepared was Search for Sri Krishna, yeah. Reality the Beautiful.
Correct.
So in China, you know, we'd just done a program, you know, at one of the yoga institutes, you know, which means, you know, basically, you know, 20 to 30 ladies, you know, at a yoga institute.
Jamuna is a yoga, we're very familiar with that.
Yeah. But some of the ladies are young and some of them are old, you know, at the yoga institute.
Older than the young ones.
By far. So anyway, you know, sometimes you speak, you know, that you're tongue-tied and sometimes you're on a roll. So that day I was, you know, was able to speak. So, you know, and I was saying things, and at the end they were asking a lot of questions and they wanted to know more. And I was thinking, how can these persons know more? Because essentially, I mean, I saw kind of I just saw kind of a, almost like a scanned mimeograph version or something of Home Comfort in Chinese. But it wasn't, and I was thinking the only book that's available in Chinese really is Srila Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita, which is big, like 800 pages. And, you know, you can't just like hand those out to people because, first of all, we don't have them. And then I looked, are there any PDFs? Because PDFs of that, because I thought it was the only Chinese book available. So we even called to Hong Kong and called to Taipei to see if there were PDFs of the Bhagavad Gita, because we wanted something that could go to people, but there wasn't anything available. So I was even thinking about when I get home, I'll buy a Bhagavad Gita, I'll cut it with a razor blade and just scan all the pages. But then suddenly somebody, Sita, one of our devotees, she sent me this Search for Sri Krishna in Chinese.
Yeah.
And it was, and it,
she translated it.
Yeah, and it looked nice. I mean, the PDF looked nice and everything, and I was like blown away. I mean, I was like, incredible. This is available. And I said to them, who did this book? And they said, a devotee named Sula.
Sulakshana.
Yes.
But
they told me
Sula.
Sula. And I said, who is this Sula? And they said, oh.
She's sitting right in front of you.
Yeah, Sulakshana. You know, so I didn't know who that was. And I was thinking, wow, this is something I've got to talk with Goswami Maharaj about. Because later, when I talked to Krishna Priya, then she said, oh yeah, Sulakshana.
Sulakshana.
Sulakshana. Okay, I thought it was Sulakshana. Sulakshana. So anyway, I was really happy to hear that. And I thought, well, maybe I can talk to Goswami Maharaj, and actually, without even printing books, we could get PDFs of the books.
Yeah,
and then got this connection with books on demand, where you can print 1 to 5, 50 or 100, as many as you want. All you have to do is have a PDF of it. So I thought this could really change things in China. But I was like, it was for me kind of invigorating, really really made me enthusiastic to see that Search for Sri Krishna was available in Chinese. I mean, this was a book that I could say, if I met some people, you know, I could say, oh, we can get you a PDF of this book. It's the introductory book. I thought, you know, anybody who gets this book, it can start them on, you know, some connection with Srila Guru Maharaj's conception.
Yes.
And I was really, you know, because, okay, we didn't have anything. Sure, Srila Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita, the only book available, but, you know, and, you know, you can preach to them something on the basis of Bhagavad Gita. There's a lot of nice things you can say about that. But I was thinking more that when I saw Search for Sri Krishna, now here's a book that people can start with. And I think there's also, I didn't have a good copy, but I think there's also Home Comfort available. So these are, that to me was really, I consider it invigorating. And now I'm here with you, and you actually started the world out on these books. And I think it's appropriate if Search for Sri Krishna is available to the Chinese people, that can be an important stepping stone for, you know, bringing people to Krishna consciousness, to bring to Srila Srinamarj and the Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Mutt conception, you know. And then you mentioned three time people who were with Prabhupada and Srila Srinamarj and Srila Govindamarj, to which one time, I mean, you know, because, but originally I said, on the first leg of that, I said, you know, me wanting to take sannyas, I can't work with my god brothers. But I would consider that more in relationship, although I still love them, but still in relationship with Srila Prabhupada's disciples. Because I really don't find any difficulty in working with Srinar Maharaj and Srila Govindamarj as disciples, but still can be a few bumps in the road dealing with Srila Prabhupada's disciples. As Srila Govindamarj once told me, he said, they think that they are very expert in everything, but they may not be so expert in everything. That was one of his comments. But, you know, very candid kind of remark. You know, but you can't always tell people that, you know, like when I'm dealing with the cooks in Soquel, you know, persons who are Prabhupada's disciples, I'll say something like, when they serve something, wow, this is really salty. It like tastes like it's double salted. And I said, did you taste it? And they say, no. And I said, Srila Govindamarj told us to taste everything. Yes, but Srila Prabhupada didn't allow that. I go, oh, well, I think it's a good idea if you taste things, because then you find out, you know. And then they said, but Prabhupada didn't allow that. It's like one of the, then I say, but you know, but you're using things like, what is it, like, what, you know, sour cream in so many preparations. And as far as I've read a letter from Prabhupada, you know, he didn't allow sour cream to be used. And they say, yes, but Srila Govindamarj did. It's like, oh, the best of both worlds. You know, what you want to take from Srila Govindamarj, sour cream, you can.
Remember, Maharaj, you're talking to Russians, and this is a sensitive issue here because of borscht.
Because of borscht.
I'm just joking.
Let's just say,
Not really.
You know, somehow or other, I don't know how, but, you know, I grew up, let's say, when I was young, you know, my family from when I was little, they would eat borscht with sour cream.
His ancestors are from Russia.
Or something near Russia. But anyway, they would eat borscht with sour cream. And, you know, I never really liked borscht with sour cream, but they would make it, you know. But now that I've tasted borscht, I figure, okay, if you put some sour cream in it, it does taste good, you know. Just like anything, if you put sour cream in it, it does taste good.
Yeah.
And that, so anyway, sensitive.
They used to call it the flying bicycle principle. If you add enough sour cream and butter or ghee to something,
yeah.
They're presenting a feast list to Prabhupada once, and they have all these names, you know, devotees' name preparations, and they're saying, well, we're going to have this. What is that? Oh, it's made from this. Oh. And they're going through, and then they name this one preparation, and Prabhupada said, what's in it? And they go, ghee, sour cream, sugar from first class.
So anyway, that I'm dealing with that, and it's very nice. I like working with these people.
You're practicing Mahaprabhu's teachings.
Yeah, or this is a paid political announcement. If you're seeing me back home, you know, I do like.
He's very happy.
Happy with everything. You know. I actually do very much like what Sureshri cooks. He's
an
incredible cook when she wants to be.
Yeah, once in Calcutta, Gurudev was sending me, he goes, oh, Maharaj, I'm wanting to go to SoCal. And I was saying, wow, this is really, if they hear this, they're going to go wild. And I said, oh, they're by love and affection of the SoCal devotees, like pulling you there. And he goes, that is undoubtedly true. And he said, but that is not the reason. And I said, well, why are you so much missing SoCal? And he said, Sureshri's breakfast. At like 5 a.m., he's coming, like pancakes, waffles, many different things.
Yeah, he says, I am such a shameless man.
Yeah, right.
And he was missing Sureshri's breakfast. Anyway, this is, but all things considered, as I said, when I saw it, that there can bring Guru Maharaj's conception from these books that were presented, which Guru Maharaj called deities. You know,
Gurudev, he described them as deities.
That
Guru Maharaj accepted that idea.
Search for Sri Krishna, Sri Guru and His Grace, and Golden Volcano.
Yeah. Right? Because they thought, like, search for Sri Krishna, Krishna, Sri Guru and His Grace, Radharani, Golden Volcano, Mahaprabhu.
Yeah. And that Guru Maharaj told that when search for Sri Krishna was done, he said, now you have presented half of the story. Everyone is searching for Sri Krishna.
Oh, yeah.
Then the other half is that Krishna is searching for His lost servants.
Yeah. And it is a loving search.
And that in itself was an amazing book, because Goswami Maharaj, basically, he bought a Heidelberg press to be able to print that book.
Yeah.
I mean, all things considered, that's the way it worked out.
Yeah.
You know, because you printed other books, like The Guardian of Devotion and other things. But
that press allowed us to print Loving Search for the Lost Servant.
And I was told that a printer said, you know, nobody has printed any books like this in over 75 years. You know, with pages done on vellum and all these things. And, you know, if anyone...
We created a special Pantone saffron color. Too, like an original color, they made it. And
If anybody can see that original search for Sri Krishna, and I don't
loving
think,
search.
I mean, loving search for the lost servant. And I don't think there are so many left that are
not of that one.
You know,
with the stamping and the
yeah.
a Hallmark man did the lettering. And
I mean, that is really an artistic masterpiece, and
once one devotee was saying to Guru Maharaj, when remember by the Garden Devotion Press, Gurudev revived Jai Shri Press, and they started printing again at the Mott with the letter press and. And he was thinking of getting some new fonts, like modern ones, and to make the books look nicer. So one devotee, he thought, because Guru Maharaj is always saying, substance over form, that's the most important thing. And it's true to Guru Maharaj's ontological method, and it's one of his themes, the importance of substance over form. When there's a clash between the two, we put the emphasis on substance. So he thought, because they're discussing whether to spend a little more to make the books look nicer, he's saying, but that's external, really, it's just the substance of the books that is important. How they appear or what they look like is secondary. It is secondary, but not important. He thought he would score some points with Guru Maharaj for talking like this. And Guru Maharaj said, no, he said, Vrindavan, which is our ultimate aspiration, he said, Vrindavan, there, form and substance are one in that plane. He said, that's where they meet, and that we're trying to express that. He said, so we should also try and make the publications look as beautiful as possible.
And I also saw that on this publication and other publications, they go, Swami Maharaj, Srila Goswami Maharaj would go look at existing publications and try to see what elements in them were, graphically pleasing. Yeah. So that kind of inspired me also when we were trying to do Prapana Jivanamrita, that
in Spanish.
Yeah, and I actually went to the bookstores and I was looking and trying to see what kind of a cover and what kind of.
That's why we made breakers, what we call because if you just have so much text, a person, they may just look through on what is here. But I saw the style of this one graphic designer. He had done a generally spiritual book for some like guru figure, and I saw he's breaking up the text with these banners. So we had Samadhi Phantom, Eternal Vacuum, Krishna Hare Krishna Express Train, different things like that, so to draw the reader's interest into the text, which is now the style of the internet, to give you a heading, a lead sentence, a little thing, read more. But the whole idea was to hook the person's interest, to get them to dive into the text, which we thought. Any of these books, and this is a fact, you can open any one of them to any page, and I guarantee you, particularly people already familiar with Krishna consciousness, you will find something, an original expression about Krishna consciousness. Any one of these books, open them up on any page and start reading what is there. There will be, not only is it Krishna consciousness, but it is an original perspective on Krishna consciousness that's not found elsewhere.
And what was one of them? Drugs?
No, sex, drugs, and rock and roll or something. So that people would look.
That would get your attention.
Right, so they're saying, what is this book saying? And actually, Saraswati Thakur, they had the book, The Erotic Principle and Unalloyed Devotion. And how many people opened that up and were on some level disappointed to find that it's only the highest substance. But the title, Erotic Principle and Unalloyed Devotion, saying like, I'll take a copy of that.
So
World War III, let it be.
Yes, so many good things came. And you mentioned about my coming to Guru Maharaj. So when I came to Guru Maharaj, I had somewhat of a, a little bit of a, almost an apocalyptic dream. Wasn't an apocalyptic dream at all, but kind of a little shaking to me, you know, because I was a member of ISKCON, I was in the leadership and all that. And then I had one dream, and in this dream, I was on a train, and I was on the train and everything, and suddenly they stopped at a station, and I don't know for why, they just swept all the shoes off the train. And when they swept all the shoes off the train, I, for some reason, out of attachment or something, I don't know why, but I just, you know, who can figure out dreams? I got off the train, got off, and where the shoes were swept, and all of a sudden the train went on without me. So I was like, wow, what, you know, what's happening, you know? So then I'm thinking, what does Srila Sridhar Maharaj envision? You know, because am I still within ISKCON, or what's happening? So then Srila Guru Maharaj called me, and he told me, so he said, when you leave ISKCON, you will not take with you any men, money, or properties. And I thought, well, that's a pretty definite statement, you know. I was thinking, what will be my new portfolio, so to speak? Will I be some kind of ambassador between the two worlds?
Yes.
And he says, Guru Maharaj said, when you leave ISKCON, don't take any men, money, or properties. And I followed that, because it came from Guru Maharaj's mouth. Mm-hmm. I followed that strictly. And at first, I wasn't even going to take, you know, I wasn't even going to go to ISKCON and even show my face. I was just going to start anew. And whoever was my disciple before, you know, just let it be, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was with Ashram Maharaj. Ashram Maharaj was situated in Mexico City temporarily. He had actually had a place in the park program and everything, which was very nice. And I told him, well, I'm just going to start. And he said, look, if you want my help, you at least have to give people a choice of staying in ISKCON or going with Guru Maharaj. You have to at least give them that choice. You can't just dump them.
Mm-hmm.
So, and we went to the Tulin Single Farm. They had a big, and it was kind of like gunfight at OK Corral, so to speak. you know, it was like, this was the big thing, and kind of, you know, so, and I put it as bluntly as I said, well, many of you came to join Srila Prabhupada's mission, to join ISKCON. You were wanting to join that mission, and you didn't know from Adam who I was. You didn't know my name or anything. So, you know, even if someone's disciple, if they want to stay within ISKCON, they don't have to feel duty-bound or obligated to go with me. If you want to stay in ISKCON, I'll allow you, cut whatever relationship you want with me. It's all right, you know, you have, because, you know, you didn't join to be with me. And I said, but I am attracted by Srila Sridhar Maharaj, and if somebody wants to follow that path, then they can go with me. And the great majority didn't go with me. They stayed in ISKCON, but, you know, some came, and then gradually, first, you know, one truck left that farm. It was like a, you know, like just a truck with an open bed in the back with some boards around it, and like, I don't know how many people got on that, like 60 or 70 people. And they just, we just rode off, and they were kind of dumped in the middle of nowhere in Jalisco near Guadalajara at one devotee, Devula. His name was Devula, now Deveshwar. He had a farm there with no water, had to go walk some distance to draw water from a pump. And all of a sudden, like 60 or 70 people just dropped off there. And I went on into Guadalajara with two or three people to look for some place. Anyway, that was the initial stage. And then all these people went with me, but as they saw, you know, there was really, you know, no deities, no programs, no friends, no social events and everything like that. Gradually it went down from 70 to about less than 20. You know, so that was kind of the initial situation. But, you know, that was, you know, like, I don't want to be too, you know, what's the word? I never, you know, regretted anything. I was always happy with any situation that I was in at that time, you know? It just seemed to me that it was all new, all positive and everything. But I knew before Ashram Marsh, and I knew also Sagar Marsh, and I would go to visit Goswami Maharaj, and when I went to the Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Mat, then Goswami Maharaj, a few days after I got there, he showed up there to present Srila Guru Maharaj with Loving Search for the Lost Servant. And he brought there that book. And just seeing that book, I was amazed. And then as he explained, he introduced me, you know, promoted me to Srila Govinda Maharaj. And then Govinda Maharaj, I happened to say something right at this time. Govinda Maharaj, I asked Guru Maharaj for a name. You know, one reason I wanted a connection, basically I wanted a connection from Guru Maharaj. And you know, what can I say? When I originally was Dravida Swami, I didn't so much like that name. And then when I took sannyas, I thought, oh, now maybe the name will be changed. And they Prabhupada changed it to Pancha Dravida Swami. And I thought, oh, before I was one, now I'm five.
Five.
Five times Dravida. But anyway, Dravida is the son of Krishna. And Pancha Dravida, he explained, all the acharyas came from
the Dravidian South India.
But when Govinda Maharaj said, you already have sannyas from Prabhupada, why do you want a name from, you already have sannyas, so why do you want a name from Guru Maharaj? And then I just came into my mind, I said, when a woman accepts a man, she also wants to take his name. Mm-hmm. And when I said that, Govinda Maharaj pounded his hand on the table and he said, very good reason. Like somehow or other, I just phrased it right, he got it, it happened. It was kind of like an inspiration that came to me. And yesterday when I was talking at program in China, you know, some woman said, there were, you know, three or four questions, and some woman said to me first, she said, well, we're trying here in the Yoga Institute and everything, but then we go out into the outside world, and things are very different, so how can we remember the consciousness that we're trying to acquire? Because I told them that, you know, yoga means to make a connection and everything. And they said, how can we maintain that consciousness when we go out? And then I was thinking, what can you say? And then I just thought of the example of what Mahaprabhu told to Rupa Goswami, you know, when a woman has a husband, but at the same time, she has a paramour, a lover. She does all her duties perfectly, but her consciousness is always on the lover. And I dragged it out, you know, I said, so she has a husband, she has children, you know, she this and that, but at the same time, she has a lover, but, you know, she doesn't want her husband to be suspicious and everything. And I went on, and then, you know, this guy just rolled in.
Yeah.
Okay. So then, you know, I told that example, and when I was done, they all applauded. They really liked that. Then one woman said, you know, I've been here for a long time, and I've had some teachers I like, and I had some teachers that I don't like, and what do you recommend? How should I proceed? And then I told them about humility, offering respect to others, and tolerance, Mahaprabhu's formula, and I told them that repeated, humility, offering respect to others, you know, even if they're not worthy of respect, this and that. I told them about 10 times, and she really liked that answer. And, you know, she said, this has given me some new meaning. I will try to incorporate this into my life. And then one woman said, you know, I'm kind of new here. I've been studying yoga for some time, and I really would like to advance in yoga, and I would like to also become a teacher. So what do you recommend for me? And I said, well, you know, if you really want to become a teacher of yoga, I recommend to you that you become a yogi. That if you're going to teach yoga, I will teach this guy. Let's go this way. You go this way. No, not this way. You can go that way. No, the other way. Oh, he's harmless.
It's a cricket.
He's a cricket. He's not a cockroach. Yeah. Okay, he's harmless until he jumps on you.
A one-legged cricket.
It's not very cricket. Poor guy. So then, you know, then I told her, you become a yogi. She said, but there's no yogis here. And I said, well, first of all, you know, yoga means connection, and it means to develop your consciousness. So you should develop some kind of Krishna consciousness, spiritual consciousness. And I said, there are some yogis here. And I pointed to the girls who were there. You know, I said, you know, I told them that introduced each of them by name.
Flying.
He can't walk, but he can fly. Yeah, right. So it's not so bad off.
Yeah.
So, you know, then I told them, these people are yogis, and I told each of the girls' name. These are yogis. So you become a yogi, then you can teach yoga. You know. At first they were stumped. The lady
Didn't you say once that Prabhupada, the person in his final days in Bombay or Pandal or something, when he was like lying down there, he said about why not use your energy for, it was about yoga, right?
Yeah, she said, they were all short questions, so she said, isn't...
This is to Prabhupada.
Yeah, who's lying down, she said.
It's in his last year of life.
He said, isn't yoga very taxing? And then Prabhupada kind of sat up a little bit, and he said, lady, you're already being taxed in so many ways, so why not be taxed for something useful? That was his answer. All his answers were short like that. You know. So anyway, and I just told you, become a yogi. There are no yogis here. Yes, but you know, if you want to teach yoga, you should become a yogi.
Yeah.
Isn't that a decent answer?
Yes.
You know, how can you teach?
And of all yogis.
Yes.
Yogi nam api sarvesham madgate nantaram.
So then they all asked questions, and then I was thinking, when I said, they wanted to know more, and I said, well, what books can we give them? Do we have any books at home? No. No books. Do we have any little books? Yeah, we have some books, Home Comfort or something. In Chinese? No, in English. I said, no, that's not really what we're looking for. I said, do we have any PDFs? I said, well, I have one. I told them, I have one PDF of Home Comfort in Chinese. Maybe we can get that too. But the one I have is not very nicely laid out. Maybe you've done a more recent layout, with more picturesque, more nice, you know. And we can get all these books to people on WeChat. WeChat, I was amazed when I was in India. We did a conference. We did a conference with, tried a conference with, Skype. Mm-hmm. Nothing worked. And then all of a sudden I tried WeChat because I signed, somehow or other I got a WeChat account, which I think is a good thing. And all that I could do, in the middle of Nabadeep, I could do a video conference with this WeChat, which was much, much better quality than Skype. I mean, WeChat, you know, WeChat, you know, kicks Skype something or other all around the block. I mean, it's really, yeah. WeChat.
It's the preferred app in China.
And it's really good. You can say, oh, China, closed country and all that. But okay, maybe closed country, but they got WeChat right. It's really a good app, you know. That's my opinion. I mean, it really worked.
Whereas, you just did a commercial for WeChat.
Yeah. So that's also a key, that any Chinese books that can be made available on PDF, like instantly they can go on WeChat to so many people, you know, not unlimited people, because we don't want to, so to speak, become persona non grata. We want to maintain some, you know, profile. But I mean, that was really a hope. So anyway, I don't want to drag it on too much longer. It's, you know, very beautiful introduction. I'm kind of like feeling humbled by Goswami Maharaj's, you know, praise. What can I say? I don't feel myself to be very qualified, and certainly, I don't know. I mean, I'm here by the grace of all the Vaishnavas.
Hare Krishna.
You know, I've never gone wrong by depending on the Vaishnavas. You know, so that is a good thing. And I will say, although I've not always acted properly, but Goswami Maharaj has always been a friend.
You know,
I've always thought of him as a friend, and I've always, you know, even when I couldn't really talk to anybody else, I always felt that Goswami Maharaj would have some good advice. You know, he always had some perspective on a situation. And Srila Prabhupada once said, you know, he said, when he was giving a lecture once, he said, use your common sense, and if you don't have any, ask somebody who does. You know, which I thought was a classic remark, you know.
And so, Guru Maharaj is saying he takes his stand on spiritual common sense.
Yeah, deep common sense. Yeah. Deep intelligence.
Deep intelligence.
Strong common sense and...
Disinterested nature.
So, you know, to have some common sense, I mean, I've always felt that, you know, Goswami Maharaj has a good sense of values and perspective on spiritual siddhanta and considerations also of, you know, things that will be beneficial for the Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Mat as a mission, you know. And I think, you know, I'm just, this is just a, a guess or an extrapolation. I think his disinvolvement with management was a result of seeing that management was going like a car with a wheel that fell off, you know. But, you know, but he always has good ideas as far as, you know, what can be done and what should be done. You know, I think basically you get, you know, you get some good understanding, at least on terms of the spiritual foundation or basis of the situation. Anyway, I'll stop here.
And we're going to meet again tomorrow evening. And the evening is best for the devotees to assemble and hear Maharaj speak tomorrow evening. He's just traveled from China via Bangkok to hear. He's graciously, you know, taking this time to meet with everyone, but it's time to take a little prasad and some rest. And but Maharaj, maybe you could you could sing Hari Harai Nama Krishna, just
okay,
some kartals, just to conclude this. But it'll be tomorrow evening at 7:45.
Okay. Thank you.
These are micro kartals. There aren't any. We don't have any. I always give the smallest ones.
Well, beyond this, there is.
All right.
Beyond this, there is nano kartals.
Okay.
These are good.
Yeah. Yeah, one of this, I think, that one.
Okay, thank you. Okay. Bell metal. His face rings a bell. Hari Harai Nama Krishna Jadavaya Nama.
Hari Harai Nama Krishna Jadavaya Nama.
Jadavaya Madhavaya Keshavaya Nama. Gopal Govinda Ram Shri Madhusudan. Giridhari Gopinatha Marana Mohan.
Giridhari Gopinatha Marana Mohan.
Shri Chaitanya Nityananda Shri Advaita Chandra. Garanara Shiva Sadi Gora Bhakta Vrinda.
Garanara Shiva Sadi Gora Bhakta Vrinda.
Jai Rupa Sanatana Bhakta Raguna.
Jai Rupa Sanatana Bhakta Raguna.
Shri Jiva Gopala Bhakta Rasa Raguna. Jai Gosai Kori Charana Bandha.
Jai Gosai Kori Charana
Bandha. Jao Ite Vignana Shavishta Pura.
Jao Ite Vignana Shavishta Pura.
Jai Gosai Jarmui Charana. Sabar para renu mora panchaka.
Sabar para renu mora panchaka.
Kare charana se Hare Krishna Nitya Lila Kori La Prakar.
Hare Krishna Nitya Lila Kori La Prakar.
Anande Bolo Hare Bhaja Vrindavan.
Anande Bolo Hare Bhaja Vrindavan.
Shri Guru Vaishnava Bhare Manjali Amman. Padma Korea, Hare Nam Sankirtan Kore Narasamuna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur ki jai. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakti Vrinda Ki Jai. Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinath Shyama Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki Jai. Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai. Navadip Dham Ki Jai. Shri Chaitanya Saraswat Mat Ki Jai. Ganga Devi Jamuna Devi Bhakti Devi Tulsi Devi Ki Jai. Om Vishnu Pad Vishva Varena Sulesi Bhakti Vedanta Shami Prabhupada Ki Jai. Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Mata Charja Brinda Ki Jai. Jai Silabhati Pavan Janardhan Maharaj Ki Jai. Jai Silabhati Vimalabhadut Maharaj Ki Jai. Jai Sriman Pitambar Prabhu Ki Jai. Jai Sriman Paramananda Prabhu Ki Jai. Seva Brinda Ki Jai. Samaveda Bhakta Brinda Ki Jai. Nithai Go Premanande.
Jai Om Vishnu Pad Srila. Bhakti Sudhir Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai, Srila Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai, Gaur Premanande Hare Bol.